Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 29, 1951, the Barbados Advocate highlighted the work and growth of the services offered by the post office. Population spread in certain areas in the environs of the city had necessitated the expansion of post office sites as well as the services offered by that entity. New branches were being added to the existing complement. The area of Welch's St. Michael was one such space where a new branch of the post office was being constructed. Mr. Robert Clark, the then colonial postmaster, posited, "Welch's and the surrounding area is very thickly populated, and it is expected that much business will be done there." As a whole, the post office had been experiencing an increase in business, which had given rise to its expansion. The postmaster shared, "There has been an increase in the volume of incoming mail, especially in parcel posts from the United Kingdom." He further noted that although this increase was not unusual leading up to the Christmas season, the use of the parcel post for the importation of merchandise is increasing by leaps and bounds. He also remarked that although the new Welch's branch was spacious, the current increase in business was indicative of the pressure and congestion, which he believed would still be associated with the Christmas volume. As early as June, July, and August, increased volume also became evident in money orders and airmails generally. Mr. Clark acknowledged that was a result of the migration of workers to the United States of America. He promised that every effort would be made to accommodate the public in transacting their business during the coming busy Christmas season. "Everything possible will be done," he said, "to expedite the transaction of postal business as well as the delivery of mails locally and dispatches to overseas." In an attempt to cater to the business of the increasing population centers across the island, the colonial postmaster also informed the advocate that plans were being made for the construction of a combined post office and library at Oystens Christ Church, which would replace the currently inadequate space in use at Gull Hill. He indicated that the spot for the new construction was presently being cleared near the existing site of the almshouse. "It is a central spot," he said, "and as the area is well populated, not only the post office is looked forward to, but also the library." So on this day, September 29, 1951, Barbadians were informed of the development, growth, and expansion of the post office, which spoke clearly to advancement within this small island nation.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.